Critical Listening. Lesson 1. Estimating the Frequency of Sound. Pure Tones and Random Noise. To deal effectively with various audio systems, we must have a thorough understanding of the frequency spectrum of signals to be handled by these systems. Speech and music, our usual signals, are so very complex it is often necessary for us to break them down into tones or narrow bands to understand them better. The frequency range of audible sound is commonly taken as 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz. To avoid problems commonly associated with the extremes of the audible band, we will keep within a 100 Hz limit at the low end and 10,000 Hz limit on the high end. If you cannot hear these extreme tones, it may be either the fault of your ears or the fault of your equipment. This is a 100 Hz tone. This is a 10,000 Hz tone. They differ only in the rapidity of oscillation of the air particles which bring the sound to your ears. Now let us listen to a few other tones as we travel up through the audible range of frequencies between 100 Hz and 10,000 Hz. Here is the 100 Hz tone again. This is a 260 Hz tone which corresponds closely to the middle C on the piano, but of course it does not have the richness of the piano tone. Increasing the frequency, we move up the scale one octave to the C above middle C, twice 260, or 520 Hz. This is 1,000 Hz. This is 5,000 Hz. Now for a sweep of tones through the entire audible spectrum. Don't be concerned about the fluctuations in loudness you hear. Pure tones, that is, single frequencies, carry little information alone, but they represent the essential building blocks of all speech and music with potential for carrying a tremendous amount of information. In some ways, random noise is actually closer to speech and music signals than pure tones. Random noise is constantly shifting in frequency, amplitude, and time relationships. In the manual, you can see a cathode ray oscillogram of a pure sine wave, the simplest of all signals, and random noise, which is far more irregular and constantly shifting. Let's listen to a sample of random noise which has energy distributed through the entire audible band from 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz. A band of noise one octave wide centered on 1,000 Hz extends from about 700 Hz to about 1,400 Hz. Here is a sample of an octave band of noise centered on 1,000 Hz. Now let's consider a band of noise one-third octave wide centered on 1,000 hertz. This band extends from about 890 hertz to about 1,100. Here is a sample of a noise band 1/3 octave wide. Going to extremes, this is how a very narrow band of noise only 1/10 octave wide sounds. We shall now listen to these three noise bands in succession. Note that the narrower the band centered on 1,000 hertz, the more it sounds like 1,000 hertz. For review, here is wideband random noise spanning the entire audible range of frequencies. Now we are going to hear this band divided into pieces one octave wide. The eight octaves of noise we have just heard were centered on the following frequencies: 100 hertz, 200, 400, 800, 1600, 3200, 6400, 12,800 hertz. Note that the frequency doubles each time, hence the spacings are by octaves. Noise bands are useful in acoustical measurements in rooms because their constantly shifting nature, strange as it seems, gives steadier readings than pure tones. Pure tones, on the other hand, are commonly used in equipment measurements. People with perfect pitch ability are able to identify musical notes with great accuracy. There are very few people with such ability, but everyone can learn to make at least rough estimates of the frequency of tones. For practice, let's listen to tones of different frequencies to sharpen our ability to distinguish between them. First, 1,000 hertz. This is 500 hertz. Again, 1,000 hertz. Hertz. 5,000 hertz. 10,000 hertz. 6 tones, can you identify each one as they are presented in a mixed order? Try it. Sound A. Sound B. Sound C. Sound D. Sound E. Sound F. Let's see how close you came. Sound A. One thousand hertz. Sound B. 500 hertz. Sound C. 5,000 hertz. Sound D. 100 hertz. Sound E. 2,000 hertz. Sound F. 10,000 hertz. Now for a bit of practice in estimating tones in between the previous 6 tones. See how close you can get in this test. Sound G. Sound H. Sound I. Sound J. Sound K. Sound L. This test required estimating the frequency of tones in between those we have heard earlier in this lesson. Let's see how well you were able to do this. The first sound, sound G, was 800 hertz. Sound H was 250 hertz. Sound I was 1,500 hertz. Sound J was 6,000 hertz. Sound K was 120 hertz. And the last tone, sound L, was 3,000 hertz. This concludes Lesson 1. Go back over this lesson to sharpen your ability of estimating frequency.